From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. presidential campaign intensifies even more. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not mincing words as tightening poll numbers force both candidates to wrestle for momentum as the election heads into the final stretch. Clinton, speaking at a rally in Dade City, Florida, attempted to shift the conversation back onto Trump after spending several days chiding the FBI for its decision to revisit its investigation into her emails.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say, no, we are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
While Clinton continued to attack Trump on character and temperament issues, Trump instead focused his attention on the failures of President Obama's signature health care law, which will see premiums for some popular health care plans rise by more than 25% in 2017. If elected, Trump said he would immediately call a special session of Congress to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Police in Des Moines, Iowa, say two officers who were killed in ambush-style attacks were both shot while they were sitting in their patrol cars. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Pirozak said Wednesday that authorities are developing suspect information, but there was nothing that authorities were ready to share with the public. Pirozak was emotional during a news conference, saying there is clearly danger right now for police officers in the area because the officers were gunned down while sitting in their cars. This is VOA News. Iraqi special forces paused their advance into the Islamic State group stronghold of Mosul Wednesday as poor weather hampered visibility and troops attempted to clear a recaptured neighborhood of any remaining militants. Special forces could be seen going house to house in the Gogjali neighborhood of the country's second largest city. While search went on for the road for explosives and booby traps left behind by jihadi fighters as they were driven out of the eastern district a day earlier. General Abdul Ghani al-Asati, the top counterterrorism forces commander, told reporters that the special forces had imposed a curfew in the neighborhood while gains there were being consolidated. Guns were largely silent in Gogjali, which is inside Mosul city limits, but just outside more urban districts, although sporadic rifle cracks could be heard, as well as some army artillery fire on IS positions. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces that they may be guilty of war crimes in the divided northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Government forces have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that cut off the area from food and humanitarian aid while airstrikes hit rebel strongholds. In response, rebel forces have tried to break the siege by intensifying attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting.
Such high numbers of civilian casualties suggest that armed opposition groups are failing to adhere to the fundamental prohibition under international humanitarian law on the launching of indiscriminate attacks and the principles of precaution and proportionality.
That is Ravina Shamdasani, a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The UN says more than 40 people have been killed and many injured over the past few days. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister has accused other countries involved in Syrian peace negotiations of having sabotaged the process with continuing backing of military groups intent on toppling President Bashar al-Assad. Sergei Lavrov made the remarks Wednesday on a visit to Greece. South Korean prosecutors requested an arrest warrant for a longtime friend of President Park Geun-hye on Wednesday over allegations of influence peddling and other activities that have triggered a huge political scandal that threatens Park's leadership. With Park's approval rating nosediving, some opposition politicians have called for her resignation. Find out more at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.